Yeah, that new music means time for Discover Holland. Linda Hart is with the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. You're looking very springy. You're looking very like, oh, the warm weather is coming. I am ready. You didn't even wear a coat this morning. Good morning.
I did not. Well, you know, when I'm sitting here and you said 81 miles about popped out of my brain.
Like, 81.
Wow.
But probably early in the year, not the humidity that maybe we'd get at 81 in July. That's my guess, anyway.
If it was 81 and humid, my hair would definitely say, "Ooh, it's humid outside."
I don't have that problem.
No, either does my husband.
Okay. Well, anyway, Linda Hart, good morning. Good to have you here. Destination or Discover, I should say. You said last week that I was doing better, and now I just slipped. Discover Holland here. And Linda, before we get any further, I've been saving this for you. I have.
Oh, yes.
You forgot, didn't you?
I did forget.
I've been saving this.
Until you just played it.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Every year in the month of May, people come from far away to watch the big parades.
Right here.
In Holland, Michigan.
That's where we live, right here.
And we get to live here.
This is the edited version.
In this lovely Dutch town, let us show you around Holland, Michigan.
Here's a good part.
In Holland, Michigan.
That's the edit right there.
You did.
Uh-huh.
Nice transition.
I like the ending. Here we go. Da-da-da.
I didn't hear that move.
Holland. Well.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, it wasn't.
No.
Anyway, I've been
good
saving
enough,
that for
enough.
You. I forget the artist's name, but it was a couple of years ago.
Yes,
I was producing Jan Musin's garden show on Saturday, and on a break, Jan said, "Hey, you ever heard of that Holland, Michigan song?" I said, "No, I have no idea." And the rest, as they say, is history.
Sure.
Anyway, good way to usher in. What's
Absolutely.
Going on? Anything? You've got your Tulip Time swag on today with your t-shirt and
it's time. We have arrived. I stopped over at the Tulip Time office yesterday and, you know, hello everybody, ray of sunshine, you know, and phones are ringing, people are walking. It's like a revolving door in our office. Lots of folks here.
You know, it's funny, about midweek before Tulip Time, like yesterday, I had to leave. My dog went to the spa yesterday. My dog had a good spa day, but I went and picked him up, brought him home, came back, and I came back to the office and I said, "Guys, they're here." You can kind of tell. I mean, visitors have a little bit of an issue, number one, with our one ways.
Right.
And number two, with just driving in general. But residents, please be patient, right?
Right. I think my good friend Jamie Scott said, it's time to give everybody a little grace right now. Just be a little happy. I do want to say about folks coming in, last weekend, we had a really strong weekend for lodging. You know, probably even more strong that we will see any day of the festival, obviously, except for the weekend. So three really strong weekends for overnight lodging is, you know, good for Holland. It's good for our shopping and our dining and our downtown. And, you know, and the tulips are beautiful. So, yeah.
They were last week and they are now.
Now,
what is that? The sign that people are just coming in earlier and earlier?
Yes.
Is that, that's the bottom line there.
You know, we start getting phone calls in March. You know, if the weather is nice where they live, then they'll start calling us and say, "My tulips are blooming," or "Your tulips blooming." Like, "No, you guys are 8 hours south of us," or,
yeah.
I mean, it could be anything. And then that's the phone call. I'd probably say 9 out of every 10 phone calls that we get are, "What's the status of the tulips?" Because so many folks just want to come and see the blooms. So we've had they've been blooming for 3 weeks, right? We've had color out there for 3 solid weeks. So,
and it's still hanging in there.
It's still pretty strong.
Because of some cooler evenings, I think, helped it out.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
I know somebody has a tulip tracker. Is that you guys or is that
that's
windmill?
That's the city.
The city does.
The
okay.
city has a tulip tracker. It's in one of the beds at Centennial Park. But if you do go to the City of Holland's webcams, you can see all the different cameras that they have. And they do have one at Windmill Island Gardens as well.
Okay.
And you can see the big blooms on the fields there as well. But for the tulip tractor to see really the status that, you know, you're looking through the camera and, you know, right there's the tulip right in front of you. That's at Centennial Park through the city.
You can come by our radio station. We got tulips right out front there.
I feel like saying Holland CVB tulip tracker, because that's essentially what we're telling people.
Okay, good night. Thanks for coming by.
Okay, bye-bye.
Anyway, what do we got going on aside from tulip time? This marquee town continues at Sperry's.
It does, yeah. Today's the last day, three more showings, and then that's all. That's a wrap-up for that show.
Okay.
So it showed well. That's what I've been told.
Now, there's an event, and I like what you wrote here in your notes, because I thought the same thing. Who knew?
Right.
There's an event going on at the airport tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, they have a new event coordinator. Her name is Courtney. And I'll tell you what, she is really trying to bring awareness and events to the regional airport. They did the, remember, I think we talked about it for Easter. They had the Easter egg hunt around the planes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Fun. So this is a third annual Tulip Time fly-in. And it is planes and pancakes galore. Say that three times fast. It's this Saturday from 8 to 12, and this is in partnership with the West Michigan Regional Airport and Wings of Mercy. So planes can come in. So, you know, if you have a little plane, then you bring it in, or if you have a slightly larger plane, whatever the size is, right? I don't know. Anyway, so you can come on in, and you can watch the planes come in. You can have a great pancake breakfast, but this is the clincher that I love.
Okay.
They're doing transportation to downtown. So if you don't want to come downtown and park, go to the airport, park. It's $5 one way. They've got shuttle buses that'll bring you into downtown.
And then take you back, I assume.
And then take you back.
Right. Yeah, no, you back. Walk. Right. Not that it's a real far walk. But,
yeah, but you know, the third annual, and I think it's just awesome. Have you been out to the airport?
I did once. Was going to cover an event that ended up getting moved like 4 hours. So
really? I mean, it's a beautiful building.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to go out there again, because I contacted the person in charge of media, and he says, "Oh, sorry, that's been moved, and we'll keep you up to date on future events." So looking forward to heading out there sometime. So the answer, no. The long answer to a very short.
Okay.
Uh-huh, that's right. What else happening? It's spring. Critter Barn's back open.
I know. This is so much fun. The running of the lambs.
The running of the lambs.
So if you ever see any of those reels or videos of when when any young, whether it's a kitten, whether it's a puppy, or whether it's a lamb, they get out and they just start going bananas, right? That's the first time they're outside. So this is essentially the running of the lambs. So they do a full day event. There's three runnings of the lamb, but, you know, at 10:30, you can learn about the chute program, the chute system, I should say, and then watch the lambs run through. And then they have informational talks about the animals, all the animals at the Critter Barn at 12:30, 1:30, and 2:30. And then at 3:30, all the lambs get to come back into the barn.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very fun. Kids love it, I bet.
Yes. And they also have a milking demonstration at 4:30. So, you know, there is a charge to get into it. It's $8 per person. Ages 2 and under are free. But again, it's just another reminder of all the good things that the Critter Barn is doing, both for education.
Yes.
And as a working farm. And, Mary and their crew, they've just done amazing stuff over there.
Linda, with all this tulip time talk, I think we might forget that Sunday is Cinco de Mayo.
It is.
We're going to celebrate?
We are, but maybe not on Sunday.
Okay.
Maybe we might celebrate. Okay.
That's probably a better day to celebrate.
Right, you know, yeah.
So, the way we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, right?
Right. Who celebrates the way we celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Nobody.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody but us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, there's a couple things on Friday, and I don't think I put this on my little list for yesterday. Friday from 5:30, there's tacos and tequila at Port 393.
Oh, my two favorite things.
Really?
Well, tacos anyway.
So tacos and tequila, it's $49 a person. They have a live mariachi band, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then on Saturday at the Park Theater, our friends over there, La Primaza and DJ Sonida Caribe Stereo. So regional Mexican music and electrifying Mexican music.
Wow, you did well. I decided not to try to pronounce those names throughout the week, but
there's
you
somebody
did well.
Going, no, lady, you didn't do it right.
Well, okay. All right. And then Sunday, a little soccer. Speaking of soccer, we got Alan Babbitt with the sports report right around the corner. Linda gets me all tongue-tied. But anyway, what's going on with the soccer on Sunday? Sorry.
You know, this is just another thing that I learned in the tourism business, that, you know, we have a semi-pro soccer team here in Holland. And
right.
I did not know that. So shame on Linda. So their kickoff for the season is, or their home opener is this Sunday. And they play at Holland High Soccer Stadium. And it is from 5 to 7. And they're playing against Grand Rapids.
All right. GR.
That's exactly
there
right.
You go.
Look at you getting the lingo down in West Michigan.
Anyway, Linda Hart, it is called Discover Holland, and we chat with her once a week here. And instead of the Discover Holland music, we'll let you go with this.
Say
bye-bye, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Alan Babbitt coming up.